The country has lost one of its most imaginative and influential comedians. Jonathan Winters died yesterday at the age of 87.
Winters had a lovable hangdog face and a sense of play to rival the most precocious two-year-old. Give Jonathan Winters a prop, even just a stick, as Jack Parr did on his TV show in 1964.
Do something with a stick. What should you do a routine with a stick? You give him anything.
And in seconds, he'd have a whip, a yardstick, a violin, a sword, and a character to go with each.
Send in those big cats.
Children, I want you to pay attention now.
I should like to play for you now. Und steile bei Azekine, Lachtine bei Arne. Toro, Toro!
Jonathan Winters didn't do jokes, he did characters, whole galleries of them. Effeminate dress designer Lance Lovegaard, the world's oldest hula dancer, Princess Leilani Nani, and this pet store owner.
I can give you that kangaroo over there for 10 and a half. Come all the way from Australia. Most of them do. I got him as far as Muncie, and he fell off a flat car and broke his tail. Now, you know, most of them sit back there on their tails like this, but this one you got to lean him again some.
With that voice came spot-on facial impressions. Winters' unpredictability was both remarkable and novel, years before Robin Williams and Jim Carrey took manic mainstream. Again, here's Jack Parr.
If Jonathan Winters is ever accused of anything, he's got the perfect alibi. He was someone else at the time. When I first saw him before the show, he was still trying to decide whether he to be a drunken Eskimo, the queen of the Vikings, or a doorknob.
Jonathan Winters did not have an easy life. He suffered a mental breakdown on stage in 1959 and spent time in a psychiatric hospital, turning down shock treatment when doctors told him it would erase some of the pain he was feeling, as he told NPR's Pat Dowell.
I need that pain, whatever it is, to call upon it from time to time.
That's comedian Jonathan Winters. He died yesterday at his home in California. He was 87. A Marine Corps veteran, he's expected to have his ashes scattered at sea.
I did a thing that a lot of us probably would like to do. Maybe a few of us don't. I don't know. I'll just have to ask you. Did you ever undress in front of a dog?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.